Please join me in prayer. Oh God, in this final Sunday of Advent, as we prepare for Christmas, fill us with the wonder and expectation that Mary experienced as she prepared to bring God's Son into the world through the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So today we are celebrating the fourth Sunday of Advent. We lit all four of the Advent candles. We had the candles of motorcycles. The candles of hope. Hope, peace, joy, and love. Today's candle of love. So Mary is very pregnant at this point, about to give birth. Now, those of you women who are here and at home, do you remember these final days before the birth of your children? Never forget. You know, we guys have no clue, right?
It was tough.
What's that?
It was tough.
It was tough, yeah. So, and some are tougher than others. Like, my mom, I can't remember the three kids. So, in your final days of pregnancy, were you like, I am so honored to carry this beautiful baby into the world where we can give little Jane or little John a beautiful home and a wonderful life? Or were you like, get the thing out of me, give me an epidural now? So I was curious, so I Googled epidural for childbirth. And the first link that came up was from Yale Medical School, yalemedicine.org. And the article indicated that 70 to 75% of women get an epidural during childbirth. So you might ask yourself if you're in that category, or if you're in the very brave ones, 25 to 30% who do not have that, you win the prize. So today is Mary Sunday also, because the readings are about Mary, for Sunday of Advent, Mary Sunday, with the reading from Luke. And we have a picture of Elizabeth and Mary. So I wondered about Mary right about now. Was her response the beautiful, flowery, poetic one? Was it, what the heck's going on? Let's get this. Was it a mixture of both? Today we hear the humble, beautiful response of Mary in what is called the Song of Mary, or the Magnificat, which we read in our canticle and in the gospel reading. There is a great affection that I have for Mary that I learned through a Catholic nun in San Antonio when I was there in 1991. It was just down the street, St. Anthony's. And she took me under her wing, and she helped this Presbyterian who had just converted to the Episcopal Church to learn a little more about ritual. And she took me to my first Monday-Thursday service with the overnight vigil of praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. And she gave me a beautiful cross that had a corpus on it, the body, and I used to carry it around in my pocket. And then it eventually fell apart and broke, but she's now deceased, but I will always remember her. Today is my favorite Sunday of the four Sundays of Advent, mainly because I love this pastoral, innocent nature of Mary carrying our Lord in her womb. And as the prayer of the day says, which I love, the colic, it says, and I'd like to invite you to close your eyes as I read this. Purify our conscience, Almighty God, by your daily visitation, that your Son, Jesus Christ, at his coming, may find in each of us a mansion prepared for himself. I love that, asking God to purify us by God's daily visitation, making room bigger and bigger for a mansion for God to rest in. So not only do we ask God to purify ourselves, which is a huge image and theme in ancient Judaism. But we ask God to visit us daily while we prepare a place in our lives for Christ to live in a mansion. I'd like to ask you to pick up the hymnal, which is the blue book, turn to 265, which is our final music piece today. 265. And the music of this piece is entitled Gabriel's Message. And it's a Basque carol published in 1892. And it originally was based on a 13th or 14th century Latin carol. And this carol is absolutely appropriate for today. So if you look along the first verse, the angel Gabriel from heaven came, his wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. All hail, said he, thou lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, Gloria. That's why I don't chant the Mass. So when I first moved to Boston in 1995 from Texas to attend Harvard Divinity, I went to Church of the Advent on Beacon Hill. Has anyone been to Church of the Advent on Beacon Hill? It's a beautiful, very high mass, high Episcopal church. And they have a statue of Mary in their church. We don't see that often in the Episcopal church. And sometimes folks from the evangelical ilk say that Catholics worship Mary. No, we worship God, but there are also the saints, and a devotion to Mary does not make one heretical. Mary is a very powerful figure. And I invite, when you are really in a tough spot, to pray not only to God and Jesus, but to her. For me, that's been answers to some prayers. When I, being a new Episcopalian from the Presbyterian Church, I went there and for a year, 95 and 96. And I remember the liturgy was absolutely beautiful with this ginormous cross, and then the acolytes carrying two huge candles, you know, I don't know how much they weighed, and they placed them on the altar. And as I got more and more involved, I said, I'd like to maybe be an acolyte. It was a year and a half waiting list to carry the cross. It was 6 month waiting list to carry the candles. And I said, I'll just sit in a pew. But I loved, after service, when we went to coffee hour, they had sherry, not during Lent. And I said, I think I picked the right denomination to have a glass of sherry after church. There's another really beautiful church in New York City, in Times Square, called St. Mary the Virgin. Has anybody been there? You've got to check it out. Its nickname is Smoky Mary's. They use so much incense that from where you're sitting, you cannot see the high altar, if you like incense. And we have some snowbirds from Chicago who attend Church of the Atonement, very high Episcopal church. And we're middle of the road here to Lowe. St. Mary's in Phoenix is really the only really high church, which is in the West Valley. Take a look at your hymnal again. When we sing this Basque carol today at the end of the service, try to visualize or imagine the devotion of hundreds of millions of Christians who have sung this hymn over the last 700 years, giving homage to the Mother of our Lord. The last verse reads, of her, Emmanuel, the Christ was born in Bethlehem all on a Christmas morn. And Christian folk throughout the world will ever say, most highly favored lady, Gloria. We have candles. We have the Mother of God, Son, here, the Holy Family, an important part of our history and our devotions. So may Christ our Lord be reborn in each of our hearts as Christ is about to be born during this holy and blessed season of preparation and waiting, as we wait for that greatest gift of all, the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.